Blog Talk Radio.
There is a watchman on the wall, bringing forth the written word of God to one and all. Are you getting ready? Will you stand or will you fall? Listen to the watchman on the wall. Listen to the watchman on the wall. Listen to the watchman on the wall.
Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. A new day has dawned. All over the earth, men and women are arising. It's time for the sons of God to awake. It is a day of justice, recompense, restoration, revival, and resurrection power.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Vincent Xavier, pastor of New Wine Ministries. Great to be with you today. It is Wednesday. We call this Get Over the Hump Day. We have a lot of work to do. We're doing a lot of work. It's great to be with everybody out there today. Much to talk about. Kind of pick up where we left off yesterday. And we have a date that we want to lay forth for you to consider. Nothing more than consideration. And that date is April 2nd, 2022. I would imagine that by March or even February 2nd, 2022, all of your preparations should be finalized. Those of you that have been preparing for 40 years, is there anything left for you to do? Those of you who have been preparing for 20 years, is there anything left for you to do? The last 10, 5 years, the last year, is there anything left that you're aware of that you know you need to get finished in order to go into a wilderness type experience, whatever that looks like, and be with the Lord, to be in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing with the right people right now? I would say we have about 5 months to finalize all preparations. Now, this is not just outward. This is not just physical. As you know, it is important to have your heart, which is the seat of our emotions, our soul, our mind, our will, our intellect, our memory, our thoughts, all of these things brought into order and sanctified by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ and by the Holy Spirit of God, allowing for the grace of God, the mercy of God to cleanse, to purge, to wash thoroughly, okay, so that there is no iniquity, no sinfulness going on in the heart. Get it right, right? So we've got time here. You've been working out your salvation for how long? Well, the time comes for every one of us that we're in whatever condition we're in when that door shuts, okay? So those who are ready, we'll be ready. Those who are not ready are not going to be ready. And whatever they're lacking in, they're going to have to deal with at the time that it comes. So, again, I want everybody to get just tuned in. Remember the date, April 2nd. Why do I say that? Because we are going to remain in the year 5781, trusting God's biblical numerology. We know that there is a perversion and a counterfeit of numerology in the occult. We're not going there. We're not going to go with astrology, but we know that the sun, moon, and stars were for God to bring forth his calendar, and that there are signs in the sun, moon, and stars that we should be aware of. That does not make us astrologers. We're not trusting the astrology of men. That does not negate that we should pay attention when four blood red moons come, a few solar eclipses arise, a constellation in the stars takes place after thousands of years, like Revelation 12, star constellation did take place in 2017. We should be able to pay attention to what's going on above our heads and then to all the signs of the times that are taking place right now. And I would say that the year 5781 that we are presently in right now are the final moments to do what? What is the muwaka? 5781, pack your bags. In other words, you want to be exactly where you're going to ride out the storm, and you should expect and prepare for a five-year journey in the wilderness. And if it's cut short at 3.5 years, praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. We're preparing to go through the greatest tribulation to have ever hit the face of the earth. That's what the Bible says. We're going to read it today. And we have to go through that that birthing canal, okay? And that birthing canal for you and I who believe and are born again is the birthing canal, the great pressure, the thlipsis, that which is coming on the earth to kill the birthing. You know, in the days of Moses, you had world leaders that wanted to destroy all the babies 2 years and younger, the male babies. And in the days of the birthing of Jesus Christ, same thing through Herod, kill all the male babies 2 years and younger. Well, don't expect anything different as the woman is in travail. According to Revelation chapter 12, the dragon is stationed at the womb of the woman waiting for the man-child to be born to devour it as soon as it comes forth out of the womb. Many have said that that birthing of the man-child in Revelation 12 is Jesus. I disagree. He was already born through the womb of Mary a long time before the book of Revelation was ever written, the future prophecy. And I believe that out of the womb of the ecclesia, the church, there are sons, a company of overcomers that are going to be birthed out of the womb of the morning of a new millennial day. And so that birthing is about to come, and the enemy is going to do everything in his power to destroy. Maybe you can look at it this way. You have been born again. Is that correct? You have good soil in your heart. You're fertile. You have fertile soil. Christ is the seed. That seed was planted in the good, fertile soil of your heart. And out of the soil of your heart, and out of the womb of your belly, out of the womb of your being, you are producing a man-child, a new nature, right? That is representative of the firstborn Son of God. We never forget that being born again necessitates that we're born into the same nature that the seed is. And so if the seed is Christ, the nature of Christ is in that seed. And when that seed is planted in our hearts, it must reproduce after its kind. We all took on the Adamic human nature. Now we've taken on the divine nature. We are partakers of the divine nature. This is what the enemy is terrified of, because this is the undoing of all that he has worked so hard in the earth to destroy men's souls. There's a birthing of a man-child ministry, the sons and daughters of God. This is not gender. It's not just male and female. We're talking about a spiritual nature, not possessing male, female, because in Christ Jesus, there is neither male nor female, Jew or Greek or any such thing. It is a nature that the devil, the adversary, is terrified of, because he was whooped by one natured man, Jesus, who whooped him, who undid everything about him, who turned his satanic world upside down, who crushed him, who beat him, who overcame him. So now the idea through his deception and lies is to keep everybody in that old human nature, because nothing changes as long as people are in their old Adamic nature. So when people start preaching about a new nature, a new creation in Christ Jesus, which the Bible says, if any man or woman be in Christ Jesus, he or she is a new creation, literally a new species of man. That new species is coming out of the firstborn son, Jesus, whereas we originally came out of the firstborn Adam, which was of the earth. This is important because you understand what the devil is raging against. If one new natured man, Yeshua, Jesus, was able to whoop him, what will 144,000 new natured people bring forth into this earth? Oh my goodness, what a spiritual battle it will be. So there's a perfecting going on in you. There's a perfecting going on in me. We have to experience everything the firstborn son did, except going to the literal cross and dying the death that he did. We will never do that. He is the preeminent King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We are the kings and we are the lords in his administration, but he's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. He's not talking about the kings and lords of this earth at all. He's talking about a kingdom of kings and priests, which we are, and we give him the preeminence in all things. But we will experience betrayal. We will experience persecution. We will be called devils. We will be called liars and deceivers. Why? Because the firstborn son was called a devil. He was called Beelzebub. He was called a deceiver of the people. He was called a liar. By whom? The devil himself, who is a liar and a slanderer and accuser, and by religious-spirited people. Religious-spirited people always attack, slander, and accuse the righteous. That's in Galatians chapter 4. It says it very clearly that the children of the flesh are always antagonistic to those who are walking in the spirit. They come with their railing accusations because they're under the inspiration of the very devil that does everything in his power through unredeemed and unregenerate flesh-natured people to come against the progress and the forward motion of those that are walking in the spirit. So you, as an overcomer, you're going to have to endure all of these things. Don't think you're going to escape it. We are all going to have to go through the railing accusation of the devil. But the good news is when we mature and grow up, we don't even pay attention to that stuff. We look at that and we laugh at that and we reject that false knowledge that is coming against us. So we're in a very real time, and the greatest tribulation to have ever hit the face of the earth is at the door. There are global corporations and global platforms like YouTube and Facebook and all these others. If they give complete and total power to the devil and they become his servants, it's going to become a nightmare for a lot of people that are stuck in the web, so to speak. Remember, there's a snare coming, there's a trap coming, and you don't want to wake up one day and be caught in the snare. Jesus said that it would come like a snare upon the whole earth and they will not escape. You want to pack your bags in the year 5781, which means pack your bags, come out of the system, find a way to prepare to go through a wilderness experience without the help of the world at all, and then you do the best you can and you leave the rest to God. All right? I mean, God has a prepared place for his remnant, for the woman that goes into the wilderness in Revelation chapter 12, right? He has prepared a place for her. She just has to go into the wilderness. You have to begin to start thinking in the next 5 months, how do I exit Babylon? How do I get out of Egypt? Is it time? Am I hearing the call? Am I hearing the cry of the Spirit? Is it time to move on? And I believe it's a very loud cry. So having said that, I wanted to ask you a question. And this is a big question, but first, before I ask you the question, I want to read something to you that you may appreciate. I hope you do. How many of you remember, this was sent from a dear friend of mine, Ken Bruns, how many of you remember Russia's Nikita Khrushchev's prediction for America in 1959? Okay. This was Russia's supreme premier, Nikita Khrushchev's. He gave a prediction at the United Nations in 1959 concerning America. Now, the article begins with the gentleman who sent it to me. I remember that speech very well, he said, almost exactly 60 years ago since Russia's Khrushchev delivered his message to the UN, the prediction for America. The TV coverage of him banging his shoe on the podium. At that time, the word communism was feared throughout our nation. Do you remember September 29th, 1959? I don't. I wasn't even born then. I was born in 1963. So now here is some food for thought. If it does not make us more concerned, okay? This was his entire quote. So here is the quote from the leading Russian communist premier, Nikita Khrushchev. He delivered this to the United Nations. He did take his shoe and bang the podium. There was a lot of laughter in the hall, by the way, while he was doing this. I think people took it as a joke. And here's what he quoted. This is his entire quote. He said, "Your children's children will live under communism. You Americans are so gullible. No, you won't accept communism outright, but we will keep feeding you small doses of socialism until you will finally wake up." Now, that's interesting because the year 5782 is the year in the Hebrew calendar to wake up, okay? 5782, April 2nd, wake up, when you will do what? You will finally wake up and find you already have communism. In other words, people are going to get caught in the system, caught in the snare. "We will not have to fight you. We will so weaken your economy until you will fall like overripe fruit into our hands. The democracy," he continued, "will cease to exist when you take away from those who are willing to work and give to those who would not." You're going to take away from those who are willing to fight, willing to work, and you're going to give to those who are not. Pure socialism. "Remember," he went on to say, "socialism leads to communism. So how do you create a socialistic state? Well, there are 8 levels of control." All right, so this is now probably close to the 10 planks of communism. You've all read that, I'm sure. So here are 8 steps, okay? And they call this the recipe, the 8 levels of control, and this is the recipe for communism. Number 1, healthcare. Control healthcare and you control the people. Just think about it. Healthcare. How important is it to you? Who is your doctor? Who is your great physician? Where do you get your medications from? How do you stay normal in tough areas? Remember this. Health control, healthcare, you control it. Whoever controls it, you will control the people because they won't be able to get their meds without whatever they want you to do, right? Number 2, poverty. Increase the poverty level as high as possible, which is happening in our country right now. Poor people are easier to control and will not fight back if you are providing everything for them. So just give to the poor people. Poverty, number 2. So healthcare, poverty, use it. Number 3, debt. Increase the debt to an unsustainable level. And I believe we've reached that a long time ago in this country. That way you are able to increase taxes and this will produce more poverty. In other words, you'll break the people who've been doing their best to eke out an existence. So they're going to use debt. So we have healthcare, poverty, debt, gun control. Remove the ability to defend themselves from the government. That way you are able to create a police state. It's happening in Australia as I'm speaking. They have become a prison. They have become a police state. The people are not able to defend themselves because of their gun control laws. There's no doubt, you know it and I know it, when they're ready any day now to really go after the gun control laws. The problem is they have a Supreme Court that just ruled against abortion in Texas, and they've got to deal with that. They've got to find a way through the DOJ or some other mechanism that they're going to work to get this done. It's a high priority issue. Disarm the people of the United States of America. And of course, there's going to be a revolution and a war if they ever try to do it, right? So number 5, welfare. Take control of every aspect, food, housing, income, of their lives, because that will make them fully dependent on the government. So the welfare state, okay, get everybody dependent on the government to give their free bailouts and give outs and all their programs. Number six, education. Take control of what people read and listen to, and take control of what children learn in school. That's been going on the platform of the internet, everywhere and in schools. The transgender people that go tell their stories to the young impressionable little children, you name it. So the education system has been undergoing a massive, right, transformation, no doubt about it. And it hasn't been for the good. It's been very difficult to send your children to school, and you do send them to school, they come back a whole different way because their little minds are absolutely brainwashed and controlled by the narrative and the agenda of these people that desire to bring this kind of control over the nations. Number seven, religion. Remove the belief in God from the government. That's pretty much already done. And schools, so remove the belief of God in God from government and schools, because the people need to believe in only the government, knowing what is best for the people. Now, the government, the CDC, all these different agencies within government, these controllers, these kings of the earth type people, they're telling us what's best for us. They won't even let us have a narrative, a conversation without putting us in some kind of timeout, because they're acting like parents, but they're very abusive parents. And anybody that stands for that, shame on them. There should nobody stand and allow the government to demand, in this country especially, what the founding fathers fought for was our liberty and freedom in a silent nation. Shame on a silent nation that capitulates and moves forwards and allows these nanny state governors and governoresses to have their power and authority over the people. Remember, the government in the United States is we, the people of the United States of America. Now, I'm going to read to you a little article about that as well in just a moment. But the government wants to be your God. Big Brother, 1984, we all know about it. And number eight, class warfare. Divide the people into the wealthy and the poor, or into the vaccinated and unvaccinated, the mask wearing and the unmask wearing. Eliminate the middle class. That's right. Separate and divide. This will cause more discontent, and it will be easier to tax the wealthy with the support of the poor. All right. So that is a recipe for disaster. And disaster is a big word in the economy of God's language right now, and we should be accustomed to that. So I want to go back, and I want to take a look. I have a friend that just emailed me, sent me an email, and it's Brian and Kathy, our lone missionaries in Honduras, in the mountains of Honduras. He is going to be with me tomorrow, hopefully, and he sent me a little note saying he may not be able to join me on the air tomorrow, maybe, maybe not. He said, but there is a massive internet outages that are reported worldwide on Down Detector. So if you go to Down Detector, they're reporting and they're predicting a massive outage, internet outage worldwide. So the internet going down is what it sounds like. Some of those that will be going down are Amazon, Reddit, EA, AT&T, and Coinbase are just some of many companies affected. So it looks like the possibility by tomorrow, an internet shutdown. Now, I don't know. That was a note that was sent to me. It's a possibility. It's always a possibility. How would people get along right now without the internet? People have become so dependent on the internet. So coming out of the world, coming out of Babylon, coming out of the web, coming out of the net is super important to be able to think, how am I going to live my life? Do I have all the phone numbers in my telephone that I need to contact important people in my life? Do I have them written down and put away? Do I have all my information and laminated and safed and put away in a private place, every important paper that I could have with me to give everything I would ever need if I ever needed to? Am I really ready? What happens when the banking system goes down because the internet goes down? What happens when the teller machines go down because there's no internet? What happens? How do we communicate? Where do you go? What's the information? Then, of course, you know when it comes back online, it'll be totally taken over, like Germany when Adolf Hitler gave radios to people, but they were only allowed to listen to the propaganda message that they were sending out to everybody. That's how it will work. No, nothing new under the sun. And not only that, But I want to go back also to another issue. And this was very, very interesting. This is a declaration of the people. All right. This has just recently come out. The author is unknown. Thank you, Lord. There's an unknown author that brought this forth. And here's how it begins. It's probably going to sound very familiar to us. It begins with declaration of the people. When in the course of recent human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of each state in the United States. See, this isn't, it's like the Declaration of Independence that when they came out of Europe, okay, but this is now the people speaking in this hour in the United States. So, again, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another communistic agenda, whatever, and to assume among the powers of each state in the United States the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitle them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation from the authorities imposed by those oligarchs that control all via corruption and influence. All right, so we're talking about a people gathering together, one nation under God, coming back together again, and letting their respectful opinions be known as to why there's a separation coming. And it goes on to say this: we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, among which are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, not a portion of the consent or those who are governed, but from the governed of all, okay? That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness, which both are very hard to find today, except in Jesus Christ, I know. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer, while evils are sufferable, than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses, in other words, the human race has a, you know, we'll take it, you know, just keep doing it. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, which is happening, it is their right, yea, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of these states of the United States, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. So while this was written 200 and some odd years ago in the Declaration of Independence, it is upgraded to today, bringing it back to the people, what we should be doing right now. And there is a government, obviously, in power that needs to be overthrown. No doubt about it, right? Well, let's see how it goes. The article goes on to say, the history of the present influence of oligarchs supporting the secret societies, such as the Illuminati Kabbalists, is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over not only the great people of the United States of America, but over all people of all nations in the globe. To prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world. They refused assent to laws by corruption of the truth, of which is evidenced by the 2020 U.S. election fraud and misrepresentations at every level, we the people have been usurped of our legal right to exercise and see through our basic right to vote, the most wholesome and necessary for the public good and proper representation. They have forbidden elected officials, including governors, to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance, imposing rules based on false reporting and public fear created by false narratives and misinformation such as the COVID strains of infection and the true cures that can remove the infections. They have imposed fake solutions like the COVID injections of poisonous elements, which is most dangerous, altering the human DNA with mRNA and thus eliminating from the human body its own natural immune function. This alone can cause the loss of life in the future of up to 70% of all those persons who have taken the fake vaccines promoted by all means of media under the control of the same cabal of Illuminati oligarchs. All right, so rather than talking to the King of England 200 some odd years ago, this is the opinion, the respectful reasons why there's got to be a separation. Your government is trying to kill you with a false narrative of COVID-19, and the CDC is insisting that people get vaccinated. Now the little children are being affected by what is going on, and it's all over the country. We know this is true. They refuse to pass or enforce laws for the accommodation of the people, unless those people would relinquish the right of representation by compliance when taking the COVID fake vaccines and signing a waiver of liability. You all know, I'm going to take a little break here for just a moment. Nigeria, just yesterday, the information came out. They are suspending all events, church events. You can't go to a mosque. You can't go to an event, a sporting event. You are not allowed to move throughout Nigeria without proof of a vaccine passport. It's going on in Australia. It's circling around the world. What they're doing is they're targeting the smaller nations, what we would call the, you know, the menial or the insignificant, and they're moving around the world until they get to the big target, the United States of America, and we are the main target in this world war that's going on right now. And if you haven't noticed, we have already been in a global world war for quite some time. Just it's a different kind of war that's going on. It will become a Terminator kind of war where a third of the population in the war itself, let alone everything else that leads up to it, a third of the population of the planet will be destroyed. Let's go on with the declaration here. They, in the state legislature, are not representatives of the people, but tyrants, only passing illegal laws subjugating the people to false narratives and mandates, promoting a global plan of population reduction with tactics including wars, food shortages, food modification, causing long-term illness, and disabling of the human body's immune system. They called together state legislative bodies at places unusual and distant from the depository of their public records for the sole purpose of planning into compliance with measures to ensure the depopulation of humanity and to retain resources for their agenda. Okay, this is what the people 200 and some odd years ago were saying against King George and all the people in Europe. They were bringing their cause for the separation. Now, they have dissolved true state representative houses repeatedly by vote manipulation, placing candidates who are representing only the tyrant oligarchs and their policies for opposing invasions on the rights of the people. They have refused for a long time, after such dissolutions of legal lawsuits by representatives of the people, to cause others to be elected illegally using compromised Dominion voting systems and technology, whereby the state legislative powers incapable of proper and real representation of the people have not responded to truth. So now this power and authority must be returned to the people at large for their exercise and correction. The state remaining in the meantime exposed to all the dangers of invasion from within, compromised representation, and convulsions within there not being current resolutions. In other words, a massive vulnerability is taking place. They have endeavored to prevent the population of all states to cast votes for representatives to all levels of office to enforce secret agendas that specifically aim to harm us, the people, in all states and all nations globally. They have grossly obstructed the administration of justice by refusing his assent to laws for establishing judiciary power and authority in true justice. We the people in all areas of domestic law enforcement, domestic and international military engagement have all been restricted and directed by those compromised authorities above them to follow the false narratives of the tyranny of the influence and directions of the Illuminati Kabbalist oligarchs. They have made domestic, regional, and Supreme Court judges dependent on their will alone for the tenure of their offices and the amount and payment of their salaries. Now, watch this. What just happened in Texas with the 5-4 vote of the Supreme Court showing they're behind Texas, watch and see how the world global powers are going to use the Supreme Court like a kindergartner. They're going to pluck them around to show their power. You watch and see. There's going to be a dismantling of the Supreme Court. It's going to happen by a higher satanic principality and power if they do not cooperate. Watch. All right, so now they have erected a multitude of new offices and have sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people, to eat out their substance with new stimulus funds and disabling normal businesses, to thrive and function with fake pandemic schemes and fear. This has turned from a temporary solution to becoming a state of Nazi-style Gestapo's declaring, show me your papers. They have kept among us in times of peace standing UN and other NATO armies without the consent of those among our military leaders who have not been compromised. They have been affected to render the military independent of a superior to the civil power. They offend the American people with a fake administration causing reckless policy to the detriment of national security. Now, if you have not seen the video, and this is super important, if you have not seen the video of Barack Hussein Obama, if you have not seen it, where he is in an interview, and it's not photoshopped, it's a video, it's a live, real, genuine video, and he's talking, wishing for a third term so he could accomplish what he needed to accomplish, which is a Marxist, Leninist, communistic, socialistic, Islamic agenda. This is Barack Hussein Obama. In the interview, Barack Hussein is telling the man, oh, I wish I had the ability for a third term or somebody that will be put up there as the president, but I could be in my basement in my sweats and I could be talking the narrative of my agenda into the front man and they'll say what I tell them to say. Hello, Joe Biden, the front man of Barack Hussein Obama. I saw Satan as lightning fall from heaven, said Jesus. Those phrases together, I saw Satan as Barack Obama. It's in all the different languages. Have you studied it out yet? Barack's not gone. He's in his basement with his sweats, controlling the narrative that's coming through the puppet, Joe Biden. Amen. Kamala Harris is a comrade in arms. No doubt, a government that's in power is against the United States of America, Declaration of Independence, the Constitution of the United States. Therefore, we continue on with the declaration for these days. They have combined with others to subject us to a jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution and unacknowledged by our laws, giving his assent to their acts of pretended legislation. So this is all a false government. It's a front. Someone's behind the scene putting the thoughts into the ear, and the puppets speak the words of the puppet masters, no doubt about it. Now, and for quartering large bodies of foreign armed troops near us, for protecting them by a mock trial from punishment for any murders which they should commit on the inhabitants of these United States with the use of fake vaccines that have killed tens of thousands of Americans and millions of others worldwide, for cutting off our trade with all parts of the world, in closing our businesses with fear and new policies surrounding a fake COVID and other pandemic measures, for imposing taxes on us without our consent. These are all the reasons for the separation. For depriving us, in many cases, of the benefits of trial by jury with assassinations of truthful witnesses regarding those in power causing such abuse. For transporting and human trafficking for the purpose of satanic human sacrifices and the practice of adrenochrome harvesting by the torture and murder of young children. That's another abuse. For abolishing the free system of constitutional law operating in maritime or admiralty law, establishing therein an arbitrary United States corporate government already bankrupt and enlarging its boundaries so as to render it at once an example and declaration of the people of the United States for global peace and prosperity, a fit instrument for introducing the same absolute rule of the people, not only in the United States, but globally. In other words, get all this stuff to control the people. For taking away our charters, abolishing our most valuable laws, and altering fundamentally the true forms of our governments by the will of its people. For suspending our own legally elected legislatures, replacing them with fake voted candidates, and declaring themselves invested with power to legislate for us in all cases whatsoever. They have abdicated the true United States government by declaring us out and without rights and by waging war against us, attempting to kill us by stealth with vaccines which alter our genetics and immune systems, mRNA, HIV virus, graphene oxide, and other dangerous ingredients. They have destroyed the lives of millions of the people of the United States, and they continue to kill millions globally, recklessly, with careful precision. They are, at this time, transporting large armies of foreign UN and Chinese military to complete the works of death, desolation, and tyranny already begun with circumstances of cruelty and perfidy scarcely paralleled in the most barbarous ages and totally unworthy of heads of civilized nations. Their tools of choice include leadership of federal government agencies such as the CDC, the FDA, the UN, and agencies, CIA, FBI, MI6, with government authorities and central banks, robbing all sovereignty of nations and its people. Are you kind of getting what's going on here? They have constrained our people and citizens of many nations to bear arms against their countrymen, to become the executioners of their friends and brethren. Our military and law enforcement are being subjugated to follow illegal orders and the invasion of their own bodies with the forced fake COVID-19 vaccinations. They have excited domestic insurrections amongst us with Black Lives Matter and Antifa movements of violence and have endeavored to bring on the inhabitants of our communities, cities, and government the merciless rule of warfare by an undistinguished destruction of all ages, sexes, and conditions. In every stage of these oppressions, we have petitioned for redress in the most humble terms. Our repeated petitions have been answered only by repeated injury from a tyrannical group of oligarchs who have been unfit to be the influence of rule of the free people of the United States and all other nations abroad. We have been wanting attention from our brethren here in the United States and abroad, and we have warned them from time to time of attempts by their fake legislatures to extend an unwarrantable jurisdiction over us. We have reminded them of the circumstances of our lives, and we have appealed to their native justice and magnanimity, and we have conjured them by the ties of our common kindred to disavow these usurpations, which would inevitably interrupt our connections and correspondence. They too have been deaf to the voice of justice and consanguinity. We must therefore acquiesce in the necessity which denounces our separation and hold them as enemies. We therefore, the representatives of the United States of America, in the name and by the authority of the good people of this great nation, solemnly publish and declare that these United States are and of right ought to be free and independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the oligarchs and to the cabal of Illuminati secret societies, and that all political connection between them in the United States and abroad is and ought to be totally dissolved, and that the free and independent United States have full power to levy war, to conclude peace, to contract alliances, to establish commerce, and to do all other acts and things which independent countries may have the right to do. And for the support of this declaration, we affirm reliance on the protection of divine providence, and we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor, and proceed immediately to contact our state legislatures in order to make the changes to protect our individual rights and liberties, starting with guarding our most basic right, which is to protect our votes and the processes and devices to have true and honest elections. We, the people, have the authority to enforce our rights at the state level, which can correct all that has gone wrong and control the outcome of our future and freedom to live under the Constitution without the evil that has become part of everyone's daily lives. Action to take today is that each person in each state write a letter addressed to each state representative, legislator, and senator demanding the reforms and corrections to change via new legislature, the laws needed to eliminate specific corruption in the state government, protecting its state residents, and specifically addressing the following issues. Number one, real voting technology that cannot be compromised instead of the Dominion system that was used to sabotage our 2020 elections. Number two, protection of our individual liberties, such as the right to choose what medical treatments are acceptable or not acceptable, such as the issues of the unwanted COVID-19 vaccines, which contain many elements that will compromise human genetics and destroy the human immune system. And number three, compensation and liability for harm inflicted on those who have been coerced into taking the COVID-19 vaccination via mass media influence and federal government influence, as well as mandates for the illegal passage of vaccine approvals from the FDA and other federal agencies, and all influenced by the agendas of the globalist cabal organizations, oligarchs such as the Federal Reserve Board, the United Nations, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Central Intelligence Agency, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the Department of Justice, the International Monetary Fund, the Bank of International Settlements, the Internal Revenue Service, and any other agencies or groups that have influence in the affairs of the people of the United States that have assaulted our individual freedoms and liberties. And finally, number four, removal of all restrictions and cessation of promoting fear concerning epidemics, real or imagined, and any other medical issues to control and destroy our individual liberties to work, to earn, to spend, which are the basis of a healthy economy. We desire life, not death, or planned genocide, and shall enforce all measures of this being corrected to save our United States of America Republic from demise and destruction. End of article. Pretty awesome. I want to thank my brother Wayne for sending that to me a few days ago. And it was just a timely word to talk about it. There are people in our nation that are talking about this, and it's not foreign. It happened 200 and some odd years ago when the founding fathers of the United States fought a revolution to unshackle themselves from the tight grip of their government leaders in a foreign land today, or in another country over in Europe today. So there was a revolution fought for our liberties, and obviously there's a call for another fight. And that war, whether or not the people, you see, the people are terribly afraid. They're afraid to speak out. They're afraid to speak up. They're afraid to go to the rooftops and shout as loud as they can. They're afraid to write a letter to a governor or to a legislator or a representative. They're afraid because their names get on a list and then they start getting a blowback. So the individual is afraid. So the only right thing to do is to gather together as the one nation under God with liberty and freedom for all who understand the United States government and have to go to war with domestic enemies and foreign enemies, part of the global cabal and the global agenda. Now, will that solve the problem? Can there be a revolution in the United States of America or a civil war domestically here at home that will change the course of the world? My answer, no. My answer from a biblical point of view is we have stepped into the paradigm of the end times. We are living in the last days. You could gather together. You could go to war. I'm sure it's going to happen. There is going to be an outbreak of war in the United States of America. It's going to begin at home. It's going to go abroad. It's going to spread everywhere. And it's biblically written that it will happen. You, the believer, you who have been born again into the kingdom of God, you who operate under another system with another king, Jesus is your king, the system and the economy of the kingdom of heaven, the way things work from God's perspective, you're going to have to know how to navigate through this time. The energy that's going to be employed into the revolution, into the separation of the powers, into everything that was just said, it's going to produce a massive energy vortex. And there's going to be a sucking into the vortex of this violent energy. And there is going to be war. And we may be involved in it. But we must always keep in mind the eternal purpose of God. We must always remember that all wars that have been fought since the beginning of time have never produced the righteousness of God. Even in our democracy today, with the corruption that is oozing out of every orifice, out of Hollywood, out of social justice, all these different places, we are a sick society where we call evil, transgender, homosexual, lesbian, pedophilia activities normal. We are a society that has men marrying men and women marrying women, and we murder the innocent blood of little babies, and we call that okay. So whatever's going to be fought, none of it has ever worked. But what will work is to allow ourselves to navigate through the greatest tribulation to have ever hit the face of the earth that will never, that has never been, will never be again, and to welcome back to the planet the Lord Jesus Christ when he comes immediately after the tribulation. The trumpet will blast. The dead will rise. We who are alive and remaining through the great storm of violence known as the tribulation will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. We will be with him, meet him in the clouds. We will be with the Lord. God will pour out his wrath, Revelation 16, upon all the nations of the earth, the seed of the beast kingdom, the beast nations, the false prophet, and the beast will be cast in the lake of fire. Then the Lord will return with his armies after the entire Babylonian system is completely destroyed. Revelation 17 and 18. And in chapter 19, the Lord returns with his armies to set up his kingdom on this earth for a 1,000-year millennial reign where the righteous rule of the mind of God Almighty will be in control. That is the only answer for the nations of this earth, because we have stepped into the paradigm of the end times. And the Bible is very clear. There's going to be wars unto the end. Wars are determined unto the end. There will continue to be wars and rumors of wars and deception and famines and earthquakes and troubles and commotions and unstable times. There will be the continuation of calling good evil and evil good. Well, it's within the context of a generation that has witnessed Israel, the fig tree, put forth its branches, being the final generation on this earth. What we need to do is wake up to the reality, understand war is here, it's already being fought, it's going to come into a conflict, and it's going to come into a very bloody conflict. It's going to take at least 1.5 billion people by the time we get to that war, because a lot of people are going to die before that as well. So this war is already fighting. vaccinations, bioweapons, a different kind of warfare already going on. We're aware of all this, okay? And we're not spreading propaganda. It's biblical. It's biblical, and to understand it from a biblical perspective by the Holy Spirit, what this should do is eradicate from the heart, soul, mind of God's people all their little skirmishes that are going on, all the little skirmishes and schisms and divisions and operations of flesh and carnality. Man, these days ought to eradicate, obliterate all that nonsense from the soul, where God's true people who love the Lord Jesus Christ, who have fled to the cross for salvation and to God for a refuge, it's time to gather together. Okay, and not forsake the gathering of ourselves together. One opportunity we have right now in the strategic economy of heaven is to gather together for the Feast of Tabernacles 2021. You find yourself somewhere with people that are like-minded, have the same judgment, speak the same things, and stop listening to the naysayers. Oh, these things have been going on since the beginning of time. Everything out there is designed to disarm you from coming out of her, my people, so that you'll get caught in the snare. You'll wake up April 2022. That's 5782. That's when people will wake up. Some are going to wake up outside the system having prepared. Others are going to wake up in the system, snared, no way out. They're going to lose their lives because they won't be able to buy or sell without the mark of the beast. And that's where things are heading. And I'm here to tell you, in my opinion, my belief, which is more than an opinion, my belief is you've got 5 months max. It could be today. Nobody knows. You don't have much time before you need to be in the right place. Now, if you're already there, if you have already created through understanding a way of life to be around only the right people that have been tested in your relationships, because many people that have not honored what God is doing are going to have to be removed from fellowship. It's coming. And God has already begun the sifting, and God has already begun the separation. And what he's doing is he's preparing those who have hearts that are right before him with those who have been not doing well. Remember, in the church, there is, in Israel, there was an old saying that the enemies will be thorns in your eyes and there'll be pricks in your flesh. And you just have to know in the body of Christ, there are thorns and there are pricks. And they are designed to bring affliction. But what God is going to do is he's going to remove this element so that those who are going into the wilderness experience, those people will not be with them. He is eliminating those who have bit at the heels. They've sniffed like dogs. They've been critical. They have not got behind and really put their heart, soul, mind, and strength into helping. They're users. They're usurpators. They're takers. They're anointing suckers. They don't contribute to anything. They only went about their own business with a criticism and arrogance and pride in their hearts with accusation against those who have been preparing. God is going to remove that element. It's already beginning. It's late in the hour. I encourage you that take this urgency, do what you want to do with it, take it to prayer. I would not ignore it. 5 months in my understanding, and then there's 2 more months until we get to April 2nd, the beginning of people are going to wake up. Some are going to be on the right side of the day. Some are going to be on the wrong side of the day. Some are going to be on the light side of the day. Some are going to be on the dark side of the day. You have to determine by the Holy Spirit and the Word of God what side of the day you're going to live on. And there are those that God is going to start to bring to those places of gathering that have skill. And they're not going to want to get paid for their skill. They're going to contribute their skill to make the community, to make it work, to make it functional. And there are those who will always keep it aesthetically beautiful because that's how God builds things, aesthetically beautiful and functional, just like the planet we live on. So we're going to welcome those who are coming with a pure heart that are ready to serve and contribute. And God, we're going to watch as God continues to remove from those who have been hard against the Lord's people. It's happening. It's going to continue to happen. You need to elevate your thinking and get involved in what God is doing. You need to get out of relationships that are just binding you up and holding you down and distracting you from where you need to be. Got to get rid of hurts and offenses and pain and trouble, you got to just let it go, turn it over to the Lord, pray for your enemies, love your enemies, but understand what's going on. It's late in the hour. Wake up now before you wake up later and find yourself in a snare. I'm Vincent Xavier. It's time for me to go. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow. Lord willing, I'll have Chris and Kathy on the air with us from Honduras, and we'll have a conversation then. Until then, shalom. Right now, Omega Radio, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There's a roundtable discussion with Patricia Joy Xavier out of her book, Deliverance, The Christian Bill of Rights. If you need deliverance, you need to go to omegaradio.org right now and listen for the 60-minute program. It may save your soul. Until we meet again, shalom and God bless you.